Glad you're back with us here on Texans Extra Points. Drew Doherty, as well as Mike Meltzer from Sports Radio 610, and former Pro Bowl guard Wade Smith. You're also a warrior in the fight against illiteracy. You've written a children's book, doing great work there, so thanks for that. But let's get into this game. Tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon, will be a success if, and we always put the caveat out there that nobody gets injured, because that's so important this time of year. You want to keep everybody upright, and it stung the Texans. We here with the news of Nick Martin not being out there. But let's start with you, Mike Meltzer.
All right, number one, I would say two scoring drives, possibly three. We'll see how I'm going to be feeling tomorrow. But somewhere around that range, Arizona gave up 19.6 points per game last season, which was actually tied with the Texans in the top, I think, three or four in the NFL. This is not just an explosive offense. They're a really strong defense that's talented from the front four with Calais Campbell, those guys, all the way to the back end with Peterson and Tyrann Mathieu and those guys. So I think the ability to, you know, punch one in, score a touchdown, get a field goal or two, just drive deep into Arizona territory. This team, this Arizona team, I think from 1 to 53 might be, I'm not saying it is, it might be the most talented roster in the NFL. So to go down the field and score with a young offense, a young quarterback, a new quarterback would be showing me something on Sunday.
And special teams is always involved. That's your third point.
Yes. I know Bill O'Brien has said over the course of this week that he's happy with the coverage teams, but I think right now you want to see something more out of the kick or punt returns. And I think Tyler Irvin's a guy who I like coming out of San Jose State, you know, watching the highlights and all that. He hasn't really done a lot in terms of the preseason with any of those plays. Just give me one or two solid, explosive plays, and I'll feel much better going into Chicago in week one.
And that's one of your points as well. I mean, you want Irvin to do something.
Yeah, because if he doesn't show something, basically if he does something or doesn't do something, it's going to determine what's going to happen with the 53-man roster. You expect that a fourth-round draft pick like him is going to make the team, but with the logjam that they have at running back, if he's not making plays on special teams, it makes you have to come to it and pass, like figure out, like, oh, what are we going to do with this kid? And so he has the talent to do it. You just want to see him put it all together and make a play.
And offensively, you want to see him stay clean. Defensively, you want to see something from Dem Still and Bernardo McKinney.
Yeah, most of the defensive guys that have been out there have made some great plays, been playmakers, and we want to see those guys, you know, follow suit and do so as well. And if they can do so, that's when the defensive coordinators are planning for them going forward, that's just going to make them even more scary.
Great stuff from both of you. Thanks so much for coming on. Thank you for watching. We will see you next week. Enjoy the game tomorrow afternoon.